My name is Ellen O'Mahony. I'm 17 years old. I go to St. Peter's College in Dunboyne.
I'm Carla Ryan. I'm 17 years old and I go to St. Peter's College in Dunboyne.
Well, I've always been really interested in music. I've played piano from when I was 6 or 7. And then recently I've started playing a few other instruments. I play guitar, not very well, admittedly, but I play guitar and clarinet. And then around 2 years ago, I started singing and songwriting with Carla. But I do other things as well, like I play soccer and I do some drama and stuff like that.
Well, like Ellen, I love music. I love musical theatre and I have a huge interest in like drama and acting and kind of performing like musical style. But then I also really love sitting, playing guitar and kind of writing songs with Ellen. I had always known Ellen because we'd always been in the same year from primary school. Then when we were in third year, we sat beside each other and then we kind of just started talking. I found out Ellen loved music and she found out I loved music, and it kind of just blossomed from there, and the rest is kind of history really.
Carla is an amazing person. I'm not just saying that, I promise. And I think one thing that struck us both is that we have such similar interests. We were almost surprised that we hadn't been friends before that. So me and Carla, I think we both bring different things, so that's why we work so well together, because when we're writing a song, we normally do start them separately because the songs might come to us when we're not together, when we're just playing piano or whatever by ourselves, and then we'd come together with our ideas.
So say if I've written a verse and a chorus and I can't finish it, then Ellen will probably help me think of a couple of more like verses or bridges to kind of add to the song. Or it's like likewise, if Ellen has stuff and she can't finish it, then I'll help her with that.
We began writing songs about 2 years ago, and then we had our YouTube channel, but we only did covers starting out. But now we've wrote an EP which we recorded and we have it on iTunes, and we got such a great response. And I think when people tell you that they like something that you've made, it is such a big boost, and you just want to do more and you want to put out more and more songs. I would say that Dreamer has a special place in my heart, maybe because it was the first song I wrote and it is quite important to me. But Shield, I just think there's something about it that I'm very proud of it.
I really love the meaning of the song. I think if you're ever going through a rough time, or even if, especially at teenagers, when something tiny might happen and you think the whole world is over, just kind of knowing that you've got someone there who is going to help you and will kind of help you get over this little bump in the road, it's like heartwarming to know. And I love the song. It has to be one of my favourite songs we've ever done.
This is such a great opportunity, not only for the song to become such a great theme for the campaign, but also to use this song and to build it up, especially with the children's choir. I just think that's amazing because obviously it ties in perfectly with children's rights, and it's them singing it, it's their message, it's them being heard.
I think everyone should have rights, and especially children, because they can be so easily taken advantage of because they're young and they don't really know what's out in the world. And to think that our song is being used to kind of help spread awareness for it, it's really good to know. And it's great to think that the song can be used on so many different levels, whether it be helping your friend when they're going through a bad time, or helping children with their rights and kind of their rights being a shield. Like, we live in a world where there's so much food, or you can go to a supermarket and buy whatever, and then you see other countries where there's people starving and it's so unnecessary, or they have no clean water. So that would be really annoying for me. Or when you see especially girls who can't go to school because they're girls, it's just ridiculous in the world that we live in now.
Well, I think it's very important that children and teenagers have the right to express themselves in any way and not have their talents not developed because of where they're from or where they live or how much money they have or anything, because I believe that everyone has a talent in them, has something they can bring to the world. So I think that would be very important to me anyway.
I think exactly what Ellen said. Like, if someone told me, Carla, you can't sing anymore because you're a girl or because of where you're from, I'd be heartbroken because it's what I want to do and it's what I can try and bring to the world. And I think it's so important, especially for teenagers when they've got all these emotions and they're kind of starting to grow up and see the world. A lot of people like need to kind of express themselves, whether it be songwriting or painting or dancing or whatever. And I think it's so important to be able to express yourself.